Thank you, Mr. President, for convening today's meeting and for presenting the non-paper that will serve as the basis of today's discussion on gender in disarmament. I would like also to mention that this topic has been discussed in the Conference of Disarmament over the last several years, and I would like to thank all the member states who participated in these discussions and who launched these discussions in previous years. That's a very important topic for this Conference on Disarmament. And the year 2020 is a milestone year for the global efforts to promote gender equality and women's empowerment. It marks the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security, the 25th anniversary of the adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, as well as the 10th anniversary of the General Assembly Resolution on Women, Disarmament, Non-Proliferation and Arms Control. These anniversaries represent the global recognition of the crucial role that women play in decision-making process in peace and security, including disarmament. The United Nations Secretary General continues to emphasize that ensuring the equal, full, and effective participation of women in all decision-making process related to disarmament is essential for the promotion and attainment of sustainable peace and security. In his agenda for disarmament, he has gender parity in these processes as both a moral duty and operational necessity. Women have always played a crucial role in the development and implementation of the disarmament instruments. Their contributions must be acknowledged and their voices further amplified. In tandem with our efforts to enable the meaningful participation of women in disarmament, we must also address the differential impact of various weapons on different segments of our populations. It is my hope that the conference, in its consideration of its core agenda item, will consistently factor in its deliberations the topic of gender. I am encouraged to hear that the conference is holding a dedicated discussion on this topic today and welcome the calls made by many delegations who consistently raise the need to adopt a gender perspective in the work of the conference. I am proud to say that as an international gender champion, I, together with my team, stand ready to support you in promoting gender perspectives in the conference in disarmament. Thank you.